Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, today. This day, right now, how do we feel?
I feel like they're a 500 team. And I can't believe I'm saying that because, you know, 12-4. But they're just not a 12-4 team. Everybody's talking about Brady, and yeah, that's obviously it's a huge loss, but I think that's more of a legacy loss. That's more of a history, a historic thing than it is, oh no, the Patriots don't have Tom Brady. I'll tell you, losing Van Noy, losing Jamie Collins, losing all these guys, they're just being whittled away. And I mean, right now on the offense, what have they got?
Is Sony Michel
going to run for 2,000 yards next year?
They're a 6-10 team. That's what they are right now.
I don't think they're that. You know why I don't?
Because they have to still play the easy division.
Do they though?
They have an impossible schedule next year, Arnie, and that's going to be a problem. I am hopefully looking at a 500 team, and I'm only saying that. I agree. 6-10 isn't that ridiculous, but they have Bill Belichick, and he'll figure something out.
I don't think that they are a 500 team right now with Jarrett Stidham. That's not to say that Jarrett Stidham's bad. It's to say that NFL quarterbacking is hard. Baker Mayfield couldn't go 500 this year or his first year. And Baker Mayfield, I think, has more talent than Jarrett Stidham. When I look at this team, I see the number one scoring defense in the league that just lost two starting linebackers. I see a team that is aging in other parts of the ball. I see a defense that might have to cut Daron Harmon, that might have to cut Patrick Chung, that doesn't really get after you with a pass rush. So I see a defense that's getting worse. I see an offense that just took a massive step back at quarterback from Tom Brady to Jarrett Stidham. We already had questions about tight end and receiver, so where are we going there? We still have those same exact questions, and I see a division that Miami just got better in and Buffalo just got massively in. So why would I feel good about New England right now?
By the way, how is the media going to treat Belichick if he is a 5-11 or 4-12 team? Because they got to ask the tough questions. Bill, did you make the right decision not bringing back Tom? Bill, what about this? What about that? And, you know, he's going to get more... You know, snarly, is that the word? He's going to get really snarky.
Is it possible for him to be more snarky?
I'll tell you
what, the bandwagon's going to get a lot less crowded, and that's the only thing as a Pats lifer that will make me happy. Get rid of all these bandwagon jumpers who have just come to town for the winning.
They've been there for 20 years. Some of them are already. Some of them might have started as bandwagoners, but they might be in now. Does 20 years in the club allow you okay?
Well, no, because 20 years has been constantly 12-4, 13-3 seasons. But, I mean, okay, well, let's just see what happens. I have no idea.
By the way,
but if you're – are you saying for 20-year-olds that were born into
it? Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah.
Oh, sure, because they were born into – but let's see where they are 5 years from now after a couple of –